Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Often I've wondered how certain areas looked many years ago. This is particularly true with regard to the neighborhood where I live. I've imagined what the landscape might have appeared as many years before the builders came to construct homes all over the place. Also, I've imagined what might have gone on in the site preparation and building of the subdivision once the contractors arrived. And obviously, they did arrive. All those many residences didn't just appear by themselves. On the same token, if one were to carry his thoughts much further back in time, he'd find himself thinking about the void that would soon become the planet upon which we live, and all that took place as the Lord spoke all creation into being. Again as before, all that we know did not just take place on its own. Certainly Jehovah God has made evident His handiwork in all creation. It is this point that Paul the Apostle brings before our minds at Romans chapter 1. There, beginning at verse 19, the writer reflects upon that which we may know of God, which has been shown unto us. It appears to me that the usage of the word showed in the King James Scriptures should tell us not of that which has been revealed only in the Word of God, but also that which has been literally brought before our eyes for us to see. The world in which we live and the universe in which it is suspended upon nothing. Otherwise, demonstrations and examples of God's power would have been unknown to us, except it were revealed in Scripture. In all creation, however, the eternal power and Godhead of the Almighty is clearly seen, though it would otherwise have been invisible to us, except through the eye of faith. To be sure, that eye of faith has the ability to see a great deal, for faith is the product of the Word of God, and God has revealed unto us in Scripture that of which the ear of man could not otherwise have heard, nor his eye seen, nor could it have entered into his heart. Yet, based upon what we're given to understand in Scripture, we now know more fully what we behold when we open our eyes to see the world, the eternal power of God. And may He bless you, and may you have a great day.